thank you so much for coming in.
Koyana, just to let you know, I do work with the Southwest Region Schools, and we do have a UPIC value of the month that we encourage our schools to focus on. And the value for this month is through love, respect your children. So how do we show this action? By making sure that your child hears you say, "Kinkumkin, I love you. Kinkumkin, I love you." That's a beautiful word. Your child needs to hear that. By making sure they are dressed with appropriate clothing for the weather, by making sure they are ready and on time for school, by making sure they are fed good food for growth, by taking them out on subsistence activities and have them participate. This is so important because they're going to learn by being out there with you. By sharing stories with them about your family, and they need to know the stories about your family and the history. By making sure they know who their Yupik namesakes are and the good characteristics of that namesake. And by making sure they know who their relatives are, and most importantly, by being a good role model. Koyana.
Koyana, are there any stories you'd like to share?
The late Dr. Annie Blue of Togiak, she was honorary doctor. She shared a little snippet of a story when we were in Berlin in 1997, looking at the artifacts, and we saw a story knife. And she said that when a Nukalpek, a great hunter, married a young lady, he presented her with a story knife, a yarwin, and a set of earrings.
That's beautiful.
Do I?
That's great. Did you ever get a story knife or a set of earrings?
I was married to a non-native person, so he didn't present me with a yarwin. Oh, he did later in life. A yarwin and lots of earrings.